Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this word of encouragement this morning. Thank you, Father God. This is a beautiful portion of Scripture, as all portions of Scripture are. But I love this portion, Lord, because it really just shows, it gives us the gospel in a nutshell, your great love, Father God, that you've made available for us. Thank you, Lord. We realize that we're in the valley of the shadow of death here on earth. But we thank you, Father God, that your light and your life has come. The gospel is the power, is your power to bring us salvation. For in it, your goodness is revealed. So I thank you for this portion of Scripture, Lord. Thank you. It's such a blessing. And it also goes on that we are not ashamed of it. This is our life. We embrace this wonderful truth, Lord, because it's a free gift you've made available to us. Thank you for the gift of life and life in abundance in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 6. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. Long before he laid down the earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is a gospel that we're not ashamed of. So it's good to read this in different translations. This is just like a fresh looking at it and seeing this beauty again. This is the Message translation. Just points out it in a different way, but it's saying the same thing, but just in different words. And then just emphasizing different thoughts that we can embrace in this beauty. And I love the King James. I think it's a King James, and most of the translation says, blessed be our God and Father. So this is what's blessed God our Father, because this is the answer to all problems. This is the light in the darkness. Amen. This is a gospel which is the power of God unto salvation in a nutshell. So he says, blessed be God. And then why? Why is he blessed? Because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So everything that we lost from the fall is now restored and available in Jesus. And then he goes on to say, and it was just as this blessings and this goodness, this new covenant, this favor we have, is because it was predestined. It's always been in God's heart to give it to us. Amen. He didn't make us to be little devils. He didn't make us to just stay in the valley of the shadow of death. He made us to arise and shine and partake of his goodness, as we see here, and then walk in it, be the fragrance, be the light. Just as we look at the light, we're able to be the light because we were made in the image of Jesus, and we've come home now, and now together with the Father in the kingdom with Jesus, we can walk in this beautiful gift because he predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And so it's all found in this love. And what does this love contain? Great and precious promises. So when we embrace these great and precious promises by faith, amen, not feelings, but by faith, amen, we embrace it, God's able to do and bring about all that he promised in our lives. So it's just so beautiful that everything's been made available. There's nothing short, nothing lacking. And it's so big and it's so beautiful. That's why we need to partake of this on a daily basis. I love right at the end here, the Message says that he wants us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved Son. So that's what it's all about, to rejoice in this wonderful goodness that has been made available and walk in it on a daily basis. So please just go read the different translations again and just see that this is the heart of God for you and for every person out there, to come home and abide in the light, abide in the goodness, be too busy with the goodness, and so be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, because that's what you were predestined to have, and you have now got it. So working together with the Lord, the grace, the goodness, the favor of God is for us. Amen. So be blessed, arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.